Here from Mansfield Town's caretaker manager, then he'll be pretty pleased as he tries to stake that claim to get the manager's job permanently. Two winners and a draw for him now, and an emphatic win as well for Mansfield tonight away at Worksop of the Evo-Stick Premier League, couple of divisions below Mansfield in the non-league pyramid, but still they beat them 5-0 tonight with five different goal scorers as well. So a big win for them at Ilkeston's new manor ground. Here is the caretaker manager Duncan Russell speaking with Adam Bates.
Duncan, it was a fine performance. How much did you need it after all that's gone on the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's been, it's never stopped really. Everything that could have gone against us has gone against us. You know, we've been sort of thrown out of our own ground to having nowhere to train. We've had to train indoors for the last few weeks, which is not ideal when you're preparing for a game against 11v11. So it's been lots of small-sided stuff, five-a-side football, which the players do enjoy. But unfortunately then sometimes you look at the longer passing, you're not practicing that. So the short passing is tremendous, but obviously some of the diagonal stuff was dropping a bit short, and I can put that down to the players not being on a full size pitch to enable them to do that. But no, I thought it was a very, very good victory. I had no doubts that we would come out victors. I thought Worksop worked really, really hard, especially in the first part of the first half. And you know, they got a couple of good players in there. They really, really worked hard. But I just always felt we would get the goal and we'd go on from there. And I also thought that the fitness levels would tell, although towards the end there were still quite a few of the Worksop players. They were as fit as our lads, and that's, you've got to take your hat off to the manager and to the players for that.
And you're clearly focused tonight. Everybody could see that. How much of a difficult job was that to make sure that they were concentrating just on the football and not what was going on around the place?
Well, to be fair, I mean, we've tried to take that away from them. We let the chairman and the other people worry about what's going on behind the scenes in terms of Phil Mill. But I said to them tonight when I first went in there, you know, if you go out there with anything other than the fact that you're playing in a cup game against a team that may be low down the divisions, if you do not treat them with respect, not too much respect, if you don't treat them with respect, you know, you can come off with not favourable in terms of, like, you know, the overall result. What I would say to the players is that they've worked really, really hard for us, for Paul and I, during these last few weeks. And due to all the inclement weather, it's been very, very difficult for them. And, you know, I thought they came out true victors this evening, and they all worked so hard to get us that result.
And it was your third game of three games you've been promised in temporary charge. It didn't do your chances of getting the job permanently any harm, did it?
Well, I hope not. I mean, you know, two wins and a draw, it's not bad, I don't suppose. But again, that's a decision that I can't make. That's a chairman's decision. And I just have to just wait out now and find out whether I'm in with a shout or I'm not.
How important do you think the result tonight was, and perhaps more importantly, the performance in terms of you getting the job on a permanent basis?
Well, I mean, if you know, as you said yourself, we came out deserved winners. You can see the determination of the players. I don't think there's a problem with the players and myself and Paul Hall and the rest of the backroom staff. No, I think we have every opportunity now to go forwards. We've got a big game on Friday down at Crawley, and I can't see why we can't go down there and get a result. I don't want to lose the game, just go down there and get a result.
But some people would say you're crazy, Duncan, because some people were saying Alan Pardew was mad to take the Newcastle job. But you want the permanent job at a club where there's no stadium at the moment, no centre of excellence, no reserve side, attendances are falling. Why do you want the job so much?
Because I think all my life I've always fought for things, you know, now I'm an ex-serviceman, I did 22 years in the services, and I've never had anything given to me or handed to me. I've had to work for things in life. And I like adversity, I really do, and I find it's a challenge. And it's a challenge that I relish, and I look forward to if I'm lucky enough to get the job. I'm a bit weird that way, I suppose.
Interesting stuff from Duncan Russell explaining why he does want the job. We'll, of course, bring you the news on BBC Radio Nottingham over the next couple of days when Mansfield do decide to name the successor to David Holdsworth. That's about it from Meadow Lane this evening. After Mansfield walloped Worksop to earn a home tie against Newport in the FA Trophy.
And it's a penalty given to Mansfield. Adam Murray's gone down just inside the area, dead central. Keegan Parker runs up, shoots low and left and scores! Briscoe's there, he's got two men in the centre, gets past his man, square, shoots! Oh, excellent goal from Louis Briscoe! Briscoe's corner from the right, five white shirts in the box for Mansfield, it's come down to the left side, bit of right-footed effort, finds the back of the net! Corner from the left and Mansfield, plenty of bodies to aim at, and it's gone in. Simon Grant from the edge of the six-yard box. It's gone high into the roof of the net. Medley is through on goal just inside the box now. Challenge comes in from behind again, and it's a third penalty for the Stags. Luke Medley to try his luck from 12 yards, and his side puts it home. No doubt in that one. Medley's on the score sheet as well. It's 5 for the Stags.
Yes, big win for Mansfield then at Ilkeston's new manor ground. Whether that will become their permanent home for this season, again, we wait and see. We'll bring you news as soon as we get it on BBC Radio Nottingham. So Mansfield through to round 2 of the FA Trophy. While not